So yesterday we began Ruku number 3, and that is verse number 26, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after talking about some atmospheric and geographical facts, now talks about human facts. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونٍ. We have created man from sounding clay which is made of fetid mud. Fetid means something which is extremely unpleasant in its smell, something which is decomposing. So Allah created man from clay that gives off a sound, and that's extremely unpleasant in its smell. And then there are different verses in other places of the Quran which use different descriptions. كَالْفَخَّارِ in Surah Rahman, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses that description. We explained that initially water was mixed with soil, and that made it turn into clay, and it raised, or it rised, as they would say. And therefore it gave off a sound when the mud became dry. And then it was left for a prolonged period of time where it started to decompose and become a dark color. That's where Masnoon fits in. And where Masnoon fits in, it becomes the issue of the smell and the decomposition. That's when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then, once it became dark in color and was starting to decompose, that's when Allah then formed the outer shape of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So I gave the different explanations yesterday of how the ulama interpret this verse, but in summary it's that. Allah refers to us humans as insan. It comes from the word uns, which means affection, which means coexistence. Man can't live in isolation because man needs to coexist with others and be a beneficiary of the affection of others. In some verses of the Quran, Allah refers to humans as bashar, which literally means skin. Because unlike the other creations of Allah, we don't have as much hair. There's more skin that's visible on our bodies than hair. Hence we are created as we are referred to as bashar, which literally means skin. Now after talking about insan, and the creation of man, Allah talks about the creation of jinn. Allah says, وَالْجَانَّ the jinn, خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. We created before this from a flaming fire. Meaning, we created the jinn before we created man. How long before? Some say 20 years before. Some say 40 years before. Some say 2,000 years before. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone knows. But this much we know, that the jinn were created before man, and the jinn were on earth before man as well. So that's the thing that we need to keep in mind. Then Allah says He created jinn from what? Min naris samum, a flaming fire. In Surah Rahman, Allah says, Min marijim min nar, from a flame of fire. The ulama explained that jinn were created from fine fire mixed with air. Or we could say a strong wind which burns like fire. In other words, referred to as a hot wind. Ibn Abbas says, a wind that's so hot that it can burn or it can kill. That kind of wind is what jinn were created from. Now, man, like I explained yesterday, man was not only created from soil. There was an element of fire there as well, and that is where the nafs comes into play. And jinn were not only created from fire, there's an element of air there. In summary, they say that the father of mankind, Adam alayhi salam, was created from matter in which the earthly element was predominant, while the father of the jinn was created from matter in which the fiery matter was predominant. Who was the father of the jinn? The father of the humans was Adam alayhi salam. Who was the father of the jinn? Some say Iblis, but there's no proof for that. Others say his name was Sumi. That was the first jinn that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created. So man has been created from different elements, and I'll explain those elements tomorrow. Jinn has been created from different elements, and we'll explain that as well. Then there's the physical part of man, and then there's the other part, the ruh and the soul and the nafs. We'll explain that tomorrow, inshallah. But for now, understand this. Man has been created from matter in which the earthly element is predominant, whilst jinn has been created from matter in which the fiery element is predominant. So tomorrow we'll take up the discussion from here, inshallah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.